Ben, this is your second time around as Secretary of Agriculture at World Dairy Expo. Talk about how the dairy industry has changed from your first term to your second term.
Well, let me approach it this way. We had a pretty nice World Dairy Expo when I was here the first time. We have a great expo now. We had a dairy industry which, sad to say, has gone through some changes. When I was there before, we had thousands more dairy farms than we have today, which is a huge disappointment to me. We have just short of 12,000 dairy farmers right now. We have, though, maintained our milk volume. We have not lost our milk volume in the state of Wisconsin. In fact, today, we are back to about the same milk volume we had in 1988. So milk volume-wise, we've bounced back some. We have 112 cheese plants back when I was here before. We now have 127. So we've actually increased in the amount of cheesemakers and cheese plants processing milk, which increases competition for that milk, which means our pricing structure here in the state is strong. Now, some will argue that, well, yeah, you can say that today. 2009 wasn't too good. But it's still stronger here in the state of Wisconsin than it is in California or Utah or other states because we have people that need the product. In other states, they have some need for it, but they also just ship it out to somewhere else. The other thing that's as good and if not even better is worldwide, we were always recognized as a pretty good dairy state. And there were some countries like Japan and a few others that really thought the U.S. and the state of Wisconsin in particular was the place to go and find dairy genetics. With the help of World Dairy Expo, with the international trade team I have in my department, and with the work we've done in some other countries, now we have many, many more countries in the world that are coming here looking for the genetics for their operations at home. So while we're disappointed that the number of dairy farms have shrunk, our milk volume is up, our cheese capacity is up, our genetics are better than they've ever been, and we have more of a worldwide recognition in the dairy industry than we have ever had.
Speaking of marketing, this is a great place into what the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium wants to do, and that is basically create a Wisconsin brand here.
Yeah, I've been a little bit concerned that the U.S. says not helping us as readily as they should be. USDA wants to make sure people feel good about what they're doing, and I appreciate that, but when you get into animal identification in the world marketplace, it is extremely important. And you go into the worldwide marketplace and you compete against the European community, the Canadian community when it comes to livestock identification, and it becomes a real challenge because they offer so much more in the idea of security and background knowledge on every animal that's moving in their environments. So the Livestock Consortium here in this state, the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium, is working diligently trying to convince, and I think they're succeeding, slow, but they're succeeding, convince the farmers the value it has for us as a state. They are coming out with what they hope is a Wisconsin identified tag so that that money will be used to help support our identification program, which will ultimately help us market into the world marketplace competitively.
Is there a real market out there for Wisconsin right now other than cheese?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our livestock genetics are doing extremely well. Some of our manufacturing people are playing in the international marketplace. Feed ingredients, food ingredients, great demands for those. Used to be years back, all we did was tell them that they were having an opportunity to buy cheese. Now they want to know, what kind of whey component, what kind of mineral component from milk can you send me that I can make into this specific product in my country? One of the cheese plants up in the Northwest told me the other day they used to make some whey products and try to market them around the world. Korea came to them and says, this is the whey product we want. You make it this way, we have an outlet, and we will make these kinds of products. So it's become a food ingredient. So they use milk as a basis. They create this food ingredient, and they are having a very difficult time keeping up with the volume of orders coming in from Korea.
Speaking of which, you have to be very happy with the amount of expansion we've seen in the dairy processing business in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it takes cheesemakers. Cheesemakers are a unique group of people. They work many hours. They work around the clock. In some cases, they work 7 days a week. They create some very unique products that are for niche markets. Italian cheeses, Greek cheeses, Hispanic cheeses, you name it, they're trying to create a cheese for a very specific group of people that like that style, that flavor. In fact, we now have 600 different varieties, types, and styles of cheeses produced in the state of Wisconsin. The challenge behind that is sometimes you're not producing in large enough volumes that you can send that product economically. So what we're doing now is we're taking X cheese factories, Italian cheese, and we're taking Y's cheese factory Italian cheese. So you have Greek and Italian, and we're putting it all in one load, and so it goes out to a company in California who displays not just mozzarella or cheddar, displays a whole variety of Wisconsin cheeses for the marketplace. And it might incorporate as many as 3, 4, 5 different cheese plants in order to accomplish that. And it's gaining success.
We see on the world market a growing middle class, especially in China, more spendable income. This plays right into the hand for dairy products.
Yeah, I got to tell you a little interesting story. The other night I had dinner, 3 from China, 2 from Korea, 1 from Taiwan, 1 from Indonesia. The reason they're here is to buy feed. They want to buy DDGs, which is one of the byproducts of our ethanol industry. They want to buy hay. They want to buy mineral ingredients, vitamin ingredients for blending their own feeds. Never before could you sit down at a supper table with those people from those countries. You know, politically, they're tense. The Chinese are always worried about the Taiwanese. The Taiwanese are worried that they're going to come across the straits and China's going to take them over. The Koreans are always wary about the other Asian countries. We had a great evening. We talked about common needs, common issues, common focuses. They're not competitive because they're each in their own country, but where are they at? In the state of Wisconsin to find the products they need. Now, will we have all of them? No. But they know if they want to buy hay from the state of Washington, they want to buy hay from Montana, they want to buy ethanol byproducts from Illinois, they find it here in the state of Wisconsin. And that allows us to sell many other products to them as well.
You're in a time of budget austerity right now, both in state government and in federal government. How is this going to affect your department?
What we did was we recognized early this year that we were going to lose 7% of our budget that was federally funded. So we started focusing on what our deliverables would be to the agricultural community. What do they want from us? What do they absolutely have to have and need from us? And that's where we'll put our focus. And there's some things that I wished I could do. There's some things that are nice to do. In fact, there's some things that are pretty public that people go, oh, man, do you see what they're doing? We can't afford to do it. We have to do the very basics the ag community needs us to do. We are about to go through another budget reduction cycle on the state side of things, and we're taking a look at our core missions. What is our department really responsible for? What does our department do that nobody else does? One of the things it's forced us, it's forced the University of Wisconsin, it's forced UW Extension, and it's forced other government agencies to do is collaborate. We don't want to be overlapping. We certainly don't want people's needs to fall through the cracks between what we offer and they offer. So a lot more collaboration is happening now than has happened in the past. And certainly our core mission review is extremely important.